This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You just said I did. I fixed everything with my charm.
No.
And I don't want to say this. Kind of messed up for you to say. It's just kind of messed up for you to say.
I didn't say shit.
You just said I fixed everything with my charm.
Words in my mouth.
I would put anything in your mouth.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
What the chill. You chill.
Everybody calm down.
No.
Okay. Fine.
No.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 189 of Dropouts. This week, we have the sweet, the wonderful... And I want to say this up top. Mm-hmm. We would have had you in any month on our podcast. Okay?
Okay.
We would have had you.
Fucked up. We're already going here.
No. Gwendolyn Blackwell, thank you so much for coming. I know we have to treat you extra special this month, but I just want to let you know that we love you. And
you love me?
We're sorry.
And every month.
You're sorry, right?
Sorry.
So sorry. Yes.
For all
you got
of
some
it.
Money for me?
Of course.
How much?
Enough. If that's okay.
Enough is okay.
I'll take a gorgeous couple. Today, of course. But let's wait on that. Let's get into the intro music. I gotta take a break, Jared.
I know it takes.
I went too hot at the beginning.
Yep.
Okay.
That was good in the beginning.
Thank you.
Feel bad about it?
Don't talk until I tell you. Okay. Speak when spoken to over there.
It's Black History Month. You shouldn't talk to me.
That was more that was more of a woman thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like misogyny.
All right.
We have a Patreon. I'm sorry, I'm plugging really quick.
Do it all.
And we just did a drunk episode with Tara and everybody got blackout. Shout out this month. And then sorry,
you got distracted.
She didn't hear that part. and we're also giving away a bunch of prizes. If you guys want an Xbox, Nintendo Switch,
AirPods, gift cards,
whatever.
Merch.
But just for now, we'll do a little 7-day free trial. Jump in there, watch your favorite clips. You get things early. You get extra episodes.
Ad free.
Quinlan's gonna show the peepers on the Patreon, and gonna show off those little areolas, aren't you? Okay.
Oh, the fuck, I'm not. What?
Hey, chill. Okay, I'm trying to promo.
Okay.
And did I not say speak when spoken to?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
No, never.
Father?
No.
You thought about that one. It's okay. I don't kink shame.
I did it.
I want to start off hot.
Okay, let's start off hot.
Well, mission accomplished already, but go ahead.
You have an award-winning pussy.
What the fuck are you talking about? My cat. Jesus Christ. I was like, when did I post my pussy? I never take pussy nudes.
Anymore.
No, I never take pussy nudes.
No, this is about your feline that's in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And recently your feline became award-winning.
I know.
And did you, going into this excursion of cat pedophilia, whatever you guys call it, in the culture.
Cat pedophilia. What is going on?
You guys really like
You're
cats,
sick.
Right?
Yes.
I'm not sick. I got over it. I had COVID for a little bit.
You're sick.
Oh, Fauci? What's his name?
Fauci.
Whatever. Thank you for being well-educated. I really appreciate it.
You're not.
Anymore.
Okay.
Okay. Would you say that your kitty's your only friend?
No, I have about 4 friends.
Would I be?
I mean, we'll see.
Listen, anyway.
You're good at texting, so.
Yes, ma'am.
No.
What?
I don't like the ma'am. It's like, how old am I? Fucking 38?
Oh.
I'm young.
Oh.
I think I'm way younger than you.
Sorry.
You're like 28, 29, 27?
18.
Fuck off. No, you're not.
I just want to ask how I can make that kitty purr.
My cat at home?
Yeah.
Or the cat that I have?
Let's roll the dice on love. Okay, no. Okay, yes, you are much younger than me. Much, much younger. Such a young little girl. 23 is what
you
are?
Yeah, I'm 23.
How do you feel? How does it feel to be youthful?
I feel so powerful. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if we looked at my career and I was 30, I'd be like, whew.
Yeah. ugh.
Like, gosh, gross. Damn,
boy,
fuck.
She's struggling.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But since I'm so young, it's like,
you've got time to kill. Like, this is your era of
self-discovery.
Self-destruction.
Self-destruction.
And we know you're not doing great right now. And
I'm doing incredible.
Name three things in your life that are good. Exactly. It took you so long.
I was thinking to get really, like, yes, ma'am. A good...
I apologize.
Stop calling me ma'am.
Sorry,
it's
I
awful.
Don't know what to say. Sorry, it's sweet.
The three things that I'm proud of or that I'm doing that are cool.
Mm, whatever you want to do.
I feel like I do. I got a house.
Okay.
And I'm interior designing it right now.
Oh wow!
Fancy. I just did a fucking
yes, ma'am.
Magazine cover.
Uh oh.
We're Dazed Magazine.
What is it called?
Dazed Magazine.
It's my favorite.
And then I also started a clothing brand.
Hell yeah.
And so I feel like I'm doing a good job.
You haven't given me any of the clothes for the clothing brand yet. You said you would.
Did you send me your address?
You're here.
You're here in our house.
Right.
You're in the home.
Right. So I'm not the manufacturer, so I just don't have a whole bunch of clothes.
It feels like you would know them, though. Oh, you were Mr. Clean for Halloween, and you went full white.
Oh, I wanted to get into this.
And yeah.
I
want white face.
I just want to say you inspired me, because next year I'm going to be Michael Jordan.
I want you to do that. I want you to post it.
Can we go out together?
Yeah.
And then we can like take pics. And,
yeah.
Sweet.
Like switch.
Yeah. We're verse.
Yeah.
We're easy. Verse. You know us.
You should do it now.
You really think
so? For the rest of this podcast. Let's put you in some blackface.
Oh, no, not blackface. I want to be the best basketball player to ever play.
But I was white. That was the whole bit. So.
You just wanted to be white. Why do you hate being black?
I don't hate being black.
Well, it's just kind of you wanted to turn white, so it's a little weird.
I don't hate being black. It was just fun to have a little bit of extra rights, you know.
Isn't it sick? Well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, our privilege is nuts.
It's nuts, and then it's like...
I bet your career took off for like a day. You're like,
no, it didn't. Oh, it kind of fell because it was like I lost my sex appeal.
Really?
I lost what made me cool. Yeah, it's like being white's kind of...
Yeah, can you pull
it's
up
good
the...
In the blue collar workforce, but in the creative space.
Oh, it's out?
It's out.
God. I wouldn't have chosen it if I knew it was gonna be out.
Yeah, like when I date a white guy, oh my God. When I date a white guy, I can't ever talk about it, I can't ever show it.
I know, and we like, haven't.
We haven't.
And we won't.
I could never.
And we won't ever talk about it. Okay. I'm a dog guy. I don't know if that throws a wrench in this whole thing, but
no, it doesn't throw a wrench. It's just like, do you keep your house doesn't smell like dog, so it's okay.
Well, boy, are you lucky we lit a candle.
Febreze the hell out of this house before you walked in.
Okay, cool. I do the same thing.
This is Robbie. Hi, Robbie. He's just standing there, and I didn't realize, and it scared the hell out of me.
So what is your affinity for dressing up as bald men?
I met this French woman when I was like 15. Love the French. Was talking about this before we started the podcast. But she was like, the coolest thing you can do is not to rely on your sex appeal just to be weird. She's like, do what I do every year.
You're telling me
Gandhi.
That's not raw sex appeal right there?
No, it's not. It's fucking cool. And so I do a bald one every year. And then I do like a whole bunch of sexy ones too. So I feel like it balances out.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
When did you know that you had sex appeal?
Not for a while, because I was black in a predominantly white neighborhood. So I didn't really know at all, because all the girls were white and they were the ones getting all the men.
Yeah.
And then...
is that called racism or what is that? Or were you just ugly? Okay.
I don't think I was just ugly. I think I wasn't fully in my, like...
Your element.
My element.
Gotcha.
And then, I don't know, I hit like 18 and I got like a fat ass and...
Okay. You mind standing up?
Hot. Hmm?
Can you stand up?
No.
Zach, don't objectify the guest, like, please.
Then what the hell are we supposed to do with her?
If I stand up, I need you to pull down your pants and jump.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pull out my ass so it gets a little bit, you know,
hatched up.
And then we can compare.
Okay.
Okay. Can I do right now?
That sounds like a really good time. You're really sweet to me.
Okay.
A lot of girls are like, I don't want to take off your pants and jump up and down with you because it's weird. But mm-hmm. You.
God, I'm down. I'm so down sweet. For a good time. I'm down for a good time.
Can I be honest?
Be honest.
About our relationship?
What relationship?
What are you talking about? I thought you just told me that.
We don't have a fucking relationship.
Anymore.
Never. Anymore. We never had a relationship.
Okay. Well, can we talk about what are some things that you like that if you were to be in a relationship? Mm-hmm. What would those be?
Mm.
Like, what are you looking for in a man?
What does Ice Spice call him? A munch. That's what I'm looking in for a man. Like, somebody who worships me like a god, who wants to buy me a whole bunch of things, who doesn't care that I and that
him specifically him or others?
Others, yeah,
others, girls.
Okay, okay, okay.
So I would be in a relationship with you, but I want to have my
open, but just like those legs
on my time. My legs are closed.
No. I'm just talking about your open. Well, you want to be open with these other individuals. I assume your legs will be open, and I empower that.
No. My legs wouldn't be open. Their legs would be open.
I'd gotcha. Be like, oh my gosh. Okay.
But
so you're the munch.
I'm the munch when it comes to girls. When it comes to men, I'm the munchie. I don't know.
So you're high? You get the munchies?
No, I stopped smoking weed.
What? Oh my gosh, why?
And drinking alcohol and nicotine and caffeine for a whole year because I went through this like spiritual psychosis thing and I shaved my head and I didn't look in mirrors and I slept on the floor.
Oh, what the hell? Hold on.
There's not much to unpack there. So was it a mental breakdown? What got you to that point?
It was how hard I used to turn up. Like, you ever turned up so hard, you eventually wake up from it like, I don't know, like a couple weeks later and you're like, oh, I hate everyone around me.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with my life. My bed sheets haven't been changed for the past month. Like, what am I doing right now?
Jared, you might need to go to psychosis.
I washed them.
You Jared. Washed them? How often do you change your pillowcase?
Actually, very often. Because I got silk pillowcases.
Did the smell? Smell? No smell?
I think you were just nose blind to your own stench as well. I think if a man or a woman were to enter your bedroom with the thoughts of arousal, I think immediately a flaccid anything would be present because of the smell. And that's not me saying that. That's God telling me.
A flaccid anything. A pussy can't get flaccid. Are you gay?
No. Oh.
But he's thinking about starting.
Really?
In June, yeah.
I always ask my male friends, like, why don't you turn gay? It's way more beneficial than being straight, I think.
Well, in what way?
I just feel like there's a lot of gay people in power. And, like, if you want some of that tea, like, get down.
Can you name three gay people in power?
Yes. Billy Porter.
Of course.
Ellen DeGeneres.
She had a fall from grace.
She had a little bit of loss of power recently.
All right. Billy Porter.
Okay, one.
There's so many gay people.
Yeah,
Marc Jacobs.
Of course. I love his products.
Right? And
didn't know he was gay.
I didn't either.
Lil Nas X.
And I saw that might be your friend. And then how is it to siphon off someone who's so popular?
It's the best. It gives me like an extra sick.
No, feel free. Oh, is that him?
No, let me turn on my phone.
Can you not? Do you name drop and then have him call you? Did you time that?
No, it wasn't him.
No. Okay, so.
How does it feel to siphon off of rich and famous people?
Well, no, I'm also a little nervous because you seem like a sweet lady, but you'll never get to see your friend.
Sweet lady.
What's all these old bitch pronouns you keep giving me? You call me ma'am, a lady? Like, what the fuck?
Sorry, I was brought up with respect.
Okay.
I was brought up in a single mother household where she said, treat women.
Really? You like were?
That. Yeah. Is that okay?
You kind of give like you had like a misogynistic father.
Yeah.
He was massaging other women, if that counts.
Oh.
Yeah. My mom wasn't happy either.
It's okay.
But your friend apparently isn't going to get into heaven based on Facebook comments.
Yeah.
So
they say they're banishing him to hell.
Is that okay that he's not going to be there with you in heaven?
I don't believe in heaven or hell.
Then how did you create the Grand Canyon? Because when you fell from heaven, it kind of created it, I assume. Because you hit it so hard.
Does he get lots of bitches?
Yeah. Like, somehow.
I don't come in hot like this. I am relatively performing bits with you.
Right.
If I were to fancy you, which I might as well, I could, because you're obviously a beautiful woman, I wouldn't approach in such a manner where it seems like I need to be monitored by a medical professional.
Right.
I think I would come in, a little bit more suave, as the kids say.
Okay.
So
you just have a bit on right now.
I'm just having fun with you.
All right.
I don't know. We're just getting to know each other.
What was the question?
Oh, does anyone ever have a red flag in front of you and make you running back and forth in the bedroom like a bull because of your septum?
No, what the fuck?
That was the question.
Where's
your fucking mind at
I'm
today?
Scared.
That was the question.
No, the question was about Montero and him going to hell. And I said, I don't think he's going to, ew.
I never knew his real name.
Yeah, that's the whole fucking... That's the name of the biggest song.
My fault, man.
You gotta get your shit together. Who's your favorite artist right now?
Zach
Bryan. Morgan Wallen.
You Garth fucking Brooks. Nailed it.
I'm a big 90s country guy, too, so why don't you chill, all right?
Okay.
And you might look at me and be like...
White.
As hell.
As fuck.
But I'll also say, that's a little bit of our culture. I know a lot of people say we don't have culture. Ever heard of racism? We've got that.
Right?
Discrimination.
Gentrification.
On lock.
and we're saying sorry a lot.
Yes.
Because we do.
I don't think the sorry is a lot for Why? Y'all.
No, but I'd say it's 50-50.
And think for you, I think maybe you have a degradation kink.
Sure. Oh, actually, no one's ever pointed that out before, but I could see it.
Yeah, I can see it too.
Can you give me the definition?
Like you like to be degraded.
Okay, try it.
No.
Why?
You're going to get off on it.
So what? Well, I don't get why you don't like bringing pleasure to other people.
I do. That's my kink.
Then we're perfect.
No, yes, no, we're not.
Did you bring your cat with you?
You're scary.
Mollet, what? I'm scary?
Yes. You're overwhelming.
That's beautiful. That's hot to say. I am a little overwhelming.
You are.
Like John Bellion
said. Like, God damn. Let me get comfortable first. Yes, shit.
Ma'am. I'm sorry. Do you want me to go back to my notes?
No.
We can stay. Well, I'm going to.
Okay.
We can stay on.
Did you and Finita fuck after y'all's podcast?
Yeah, of course.
I knew it.
Do you want to see the video? Yeah.
No, I don't believe in watching sex tapes without both people's consent. And I feel really bad.
So adult.
The lights were off, so you can only see me.
Oh, that's fucked up. You can't say shit like that.
She was smiling. You know she was there.
No,
it's fine.
This is fucked up.
Oh, my God.
This is fucked up.
What? Okay, Finita would have liked that joke.
I know.
So why don't you chill, all right? That's my baby girl.
I thought I was your baby girl.
Oh, I see what your kink is.
What's my kink?
You like the chase.
I like the chase?
Yeah.
I, too, love the chase.
Oh, I've got
it. Nailed it.
Alyssa, you look so good today.
He's trying to make you jealous.
Oh, no, I don't have this one.
What?
I don't have this kink.
Oh.
The jealous one?
Oh, then you look ugly today, Alyssa.
Okay.
What the fuck,
you don't
got
to
put her
what
down.
What do you want me to say?
I don't want you to say anything.
I want to get you to a place where you have to change pants while you're here, okay?
Okay, Jesus. It won't happen at all.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Stop with the ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a question.
How much money do y'all make a month?
Actually, we used to make not a lot at all, but recently I think we've diversified our portfolio in such a way that it has gone up exponentially.
Because you started to have black people on.
This is our first time.
No, it's not. Finita was on.
She wasn't on here. I was on hers. Yeah.
I'm your first black person on here?
And no. I didn't know you were. I thought you were white or else I would have had
you. Shut the fuck up.
Chill.
We had black people on here.
We had Neil deGrasse Tyson.
And Cousin Jay.
He's not black. He's an astronaut.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize. He is not black. He's an astronaut.
Yes.
Who else did we have?
Cousin Jay.
Oh, y'all take pictures.
Cousin Jay.
Y'all had fucking Matt Rife.
Yeah.
What's his tea?
He was a friend beforehand.
Okay.
And then he really popped off.
And forgot about you.
No, I don't think he forgot about me.
He's just busy.
He's a busy guy. He went through a lot recently.
Yeah.
You did? Oh, you didn't hear about it? Yeah, but I think you're our favorite one so far.
We got to take a good picture together.
Yes, ma'am.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Can we be serious for a second? There's so much stigma when it comes to therapy of, I don't know if I need it. It's kind of scary to talk to somebody. Even if you're in a good place, and most of us aren't, including some people on this podcast mentally. And when I say that therapy turns your life around in a way that working out does for your body, it's incredible. Just here's an instance. I was in a very dark point in my life to get a little vulnerable. I had nowhere to turn. I tried talking to family and friends and just none of them had, I guess, the right answers. And also they had different biases towards me. So they try to direct me in a way that they saw fit, where a therapist is just there to bounce off ideas with you, what's going on in your brain. And they're a medical professional who can really dive in and give you the proper answers to make you feel right and okay. And BetterHelp is the easiest and least scary way to make that jump because it's all online. You don't have to go in and go through traffic to go see someone. You're in the comfort of your home. You're in a safe space. And it's like FaceTiming even beyond a friend. It's FaceTiming someone who's there and really wants to help you, if that makes sense. And I know, again, therapy is very scary. But if you're ever going to try anything in life, even if you're in any type of rut, I think BetterHelp and therapy is honestly the way to go.
And like Zach said, BetterHelp is designed to be convenient and flexible to your schedule with it being entirely online. All you have to do to get started is just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist.
Be good to yourself this year and get yourself some therapy. Whether you're in a good place, a bad place, it's like getting your oil change in your car. It's like going to the gym for your mind. Therapy is a must for anyone and everyone. Visit betterhelp.com/dropouts today and you should get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/dropouts. Go get your brain right. It'll get your life right. There's nothing wrong with a great life. Go get it with BetterHelp.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace, if you're living in the 21st century and you don't have a website to your name, you're living wrong. What, Jerry? You're living wrong. You're living what?
Wrong.
You're living wrong. Essentially, if you want to be professional and make money in any facet of life, you need a website. You're a person that takes pictures. Oh, I want to show them a professional portfolio, but when I put it on Instagram, it decreases the quality of my pictures and they can't actually see the eye for my talent. Put it on a website. Direct people there. Oh, I want to be a wedding planner, but people... Website. Oh, I want to start a blog and get... Website. Oh, I want to sell things online, but I don't know how to even code and do the whole e-commerce thing. I need a drag and drop option that looks like a beautiful professional website because it is. Squarespace. If you don't have a website for at least one thing in your life, you're not doing life right. Think about something in your life. Oh, you need a website for it. Oh, I have this dog. Throw him up on a website. Jared's ex-girlfriend has a website. She has a blog where she talks about how terrible he was in the relationship. And that lets her vent. That helps her out. Websites can help you get through mental trauma. Websites are therapy. Now listen, get yourself a website right now. I'm going to be so mad.
Like Zach said, if you don't have a website in the 21st century, you are living wrong. And right now you can go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts for 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, squarespace.com/dropouts for 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Start living right.
Do you mind if you main feed it and then caption is, go follow this guy. He's literally the best. He's the best white guy. He's basically black.
Yeah, if you have some meat on you. Like, if I can see your dick and, like, really size it up.
Okay. Sure. Would you let me get a half chub? Like, I don't want you to go in post cold plunge.
No, I want to see half chub or full hard.
Rock. Okay. And then would you look at it like an art piece, or would you, if it was nice enough, would you maybe perform an action?
Is your dick skinny or thick?
I would say it's in between. I really would.
That gives nothing.
I really would. Nothing. I don't think you would get confused with a Coke can and want to open it for a sweet, sweet drink. Uh-huh. But I also don't think you'd be like, I can't wait to take my SAT test with this number two, you know?
Right.
So how does that feel about you?
It feels like I'm still confused on what situation you have going on. Because you have lots of charm.
Thank
but
you.
But I'm like... Oh, I hated that.
No worries.
But I'm like, does the charm match the dick?
Because
that's when it fucking sucks. When a guy has so much charm and then you get in bed with him and you're like, oh God.
Yeah. That's why you had to switch to women, right? Because it's like, we know what's essentially going to be down there. Mm. Either going to have a tucked in jellyfish or it's going to be coming out. And either way, it's going to shock you, you know? In a good way. Yeah.
You just called it a tucked in jellyfish?
Or one that's coming out to shock you.
Do you like that? I mean, just I like a little wordplay. So
It's fun.
Thank you. I'm glad we're having a good time. It's a little
sociopathic, but I'm having a great time. I want to be here for hours and hours.
It seems like it. That's why you were late by 2 hours.
I was late by 1 hour.
You were late by probably a month, though.
I was on CP time. Come on.
What does
that
mean?
The black experience. I'm giving you the black experience.
Sorry, what does CP time mean?
It means cool people time.
Cool people time. Mm-hmm. Like guys that have been to jazz. That is real cool. I love cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to say sorry for stealing dancing.
And rock and roll.
Y'all stole dancing?
Yeah.
How?
Well, you guys have been a lot of dances. And then us white people, not me, will go on TikTok and then we'll steal it.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm just, if I ever think of an apology, do you mind if I just throw it out there?
Yeah, you can throw it out there. I'll take it.
Apologize.
I believe in like witchcraft. I feel like.
What?
The good, positive things I can take and manifest. And
you've said a lot of things that scared me internally. Witchcraft, go.
Witchcraft. I feel like everyone is witches. Especially if you're on the fucking internet. You're like, oh, I can make good joke. I can post good joke on the internet. People will like good joke and make it go big. It'll go viral. Like alchemizing.
That's a witch? Good joke.
I think so. I don't fucking know. I'm not a fucking witch, but I just believe like bitches is witches.
Bitches is witches. I love
that. Have you started a merch line that says that?
No, I don't want to start a merch line.
Yeah, because you have your own clothing brand, and that'd be beneath you.
Yes, and it's called Rikera. Make sure you go buy link in bio.
Link in bio at QuinlanBlackwell.com. /equality for 50% off.
Oh my gosh, speaking of at Quinlan Blackwell, I used to have a subreddit. Do you know what a subreddit is?
Yeah.
I used to have a great one. I was dating this guy one time,
okay,
and he was like, I don't watch porn. I just go on your subreddit.
Oh, whoa. What was on your subreddit?
Do you not know what a subreddit is for a girl?
It's usually an assortment of pictures taken out of context of them looking sexual in a timeline of very overzealous men who can never get a girl speaking about her objectively.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not that I've ever been there.
My subreddit had 100K, whatever the fuck they're called. I don't even know if they're called followers. Subs?
Jake Paulers.
Jake Paulers.
Jake Paulers.
Yeah.
Is Logan Paul an icon? Objectively.
What's your definition of an icon?
I don't know what my...
He's not an icon for me because...
Objectively.
I would say no. I would say for the time period, he's like kind of...
I'd say he's infamous. Super famous.
Yeah.
An icon to me is like a Billy Joel.
Or like a Michael Jackson. Like people that will like stand the test of time.
See, that was half cool what he said.
Yeah. Yours was just whack. I'm like, bro, Billy Joel. Who the fuck?
Who? Piano Man?
Don't know.
That doesn't get you going?
I don't know what that is.
If I played it for you, you'd sing that little diddly in your head and you'd never be able to go back.
I don't know what a piano man is.
Do you know what a piano is?
Yes, I know what
a man is.
I don't know.
Think of the best versions of both, put them together. Now you're on board. Exactly.
Sure.
Do you ever let your cat sleep in your little dimple right there?
Yes, I let them sleep in my dimple sometimes. I let my cats sleep wherever they want to sleep. Sometimes I put them in my shirt.
You have multiple.
You go to sleep. I have three cats.
Okay, which one's your favorite?
My favorite cat is Miso because I got her first. And then I have a Lewinsky as a cat. And then I have another cat called Camo.
Why do you think that you have such kitty energy rather than that doggy energy?
Just because I feel like I neglect the dog. Like, I can't really neglect the cat because you just tell someone to come over and feed them. And then I have, like, the expensive litter box where it cleans their shit for them. And they don't like to be...
Because you're phenomenally rich.
I wouldn't say phenomenally rich, but I'd say to somebody in a flyover state, I'd have some good pockets on me.
So you're better off than most white people.
Yes.
Which is the kind of the dream.
I know.
Thank you.
I have my ancestors' wishes.
Oh, that's so sweet. I don't know when to bring this up. I'm sorry.
Your ancestors. Do you ever think about that?
No, I literally just found out who my ancestor is.
Who?
Abraham Lincoln.
Fuck off.
No, I'm being dead serious. My granny's like, yeah, did the lineage thing, and Abraham Lincoln is your great.
And you're just going to believe that at face value?
Of course. This is my granny we're talking
about. Okay, shout her out. Who's I don't know her.
Granny, Dora Ann, how are you doing? And so if you want to say thank you can.
Who?
To me and my family.
Because of Abraham Lincoln, he got killed and did nothing.
Did nothing?
I mean, he won the war.
The Civil Rights War?
Civil Rights was 60s, but Civil War, you know, back in like 1800s.
The one with the Union versus Confederacy?
Four. Yeah.
He won that one.
Yeah.
They didn't teach us that in Texas.
Really?
Oh, all my exes are there.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Liar.
Okay. Yeah.
Are they all white?
No. I'm so cultured.
Does he only date white girls?
Yeah.
No, but tell him one time I saw a black girl out and I was like, maybe. Remember?
Oh.
But I couldn't. Because my grandpa's racist.
Your grandpa's racist?
Yeah. That's why I couldn't bring her home to like Thanksgiving. I didn't want her to get hurt. But
right.
if I would have maybe held her hand.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So pretty sick, huh?
No. I hate this now.
Oh, sorry.
Next question in the phone.
Oh, yes. I have really good ones.
Okay.
Oh, God. It's going to be something so dumb.
We've been debating this in the house all week that sex is a little overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
Is sex overrated? No.
But
you're
having mid sex if you think sex is overrated.
I think I'm having the best sex in the entire world, yet it's still overrated. I can name, let's just try to name some things that are better than sex.
Okay.
I'd say a decent waffle.
Dude, you're not having great sex if a decent waffle's better than it.
The entirety of Game of Thrones minus last season.
I'm getting a more clear version of your dick right now.
Well, you had your hands pretty wide, so I hope you temper your expectations. Yeah, that's what's wrong with that?
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why a fucking Eggo waffle's better than
sex. Oh my God, it's skinny.
God gave me what I have.
That's okay, don't kill yourself.
Talk to him.
You're beautiful.
You know I wouldn't do that. I'd kill everyone else around me and be real mad. That's our culture.
Yeah. Genocide.
Well, no, not genocide.
Okay.
More of like a rogue gun situation.
No, genocide's your culture.
Thank you.
My culture is... making everything good. Your culture is making everything bad and miserable. But it's okay. You make everything good with your charm.
Thank you. So I fix slavery and inequality.
You don't fix slavery.
You just said I did. I fix everything with my charm.
No.
And I don't want to say this. Kind of messed up for you to say. It's just kind of messed up for you to say.
I didn't say shit.
You just said I fixed everything with my charm.
You just put fucking words in my mouth.
I would put anything in your mouth.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Chill.
You chill.
Okay.
Fine. No.
So how's your relationship with your parents?
My relationship's great. I have good parents.
Okay, which one do you like more?
It's a real question.
Only if you had to choose.
I can't do this one because my mom watches all my things.
Did I pick her?
Yeah, pick her.
My mom.
If you brought me home to mother, do you think she would approve
or
disapprove?
She'd be like, oh my God, girl, again?
Oh, you've before? Hmm? You've before?
What is before me?
Dated a really good looking guy?
Nah, I don't like ones that look really, really good.
Oh, well, never mind. I guess we should move on.
Yeah, we was never finna go forward. So.
Of course not. And that would be gross. Can I say something?
Say something.
Are you progressive? Like you believe in, like, you know, you love who you want to love and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think siblings should be able to date each other?
No.
Well, welcome to a game called Siblings or Dating. Let's get it up on the screen. Sorry, I was trying to find a transition.
Okay. Don't look at it real
okay,
quick.
Everybody, okay, everybody, you close your eyes right now. Gosh, you're so beautiful.
Stop.
Sorry. Oh, I didn't know you could hear me. Okay. Welcome back.
Okay.
So essentially, we're going to see a picture, debate if their siblings are dating. She's going to show us, and then we're going to be like, I got it or I didn't. So much fun.
Okay, cool.
Here we go.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
They have to be
dating.
Dating.
I would say dating, but the teeth are always a tell to me, and they have a similar hue to them.
They.
I'm going to say siblings.
I'm going to say siblings.
Because they all... Okay, you just switched. You just said it has to be dating.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I did Xanax in the past. Kind of made me slow. I'm going to say dating.
I'm also going to say dating. Oh.
Siblings.
Okay.
Shit. Thank you.
Winner gets head. Next.
Okay. We're going to fight for our
lives. All right. Everybody be cool. They have different teeth to me.
Really?
I'm going to say dating. What would you say? And give me your reasons, please.
I would say dating just because their eyebrows are different.
Their eyebrows, their eyes in
general. And their nose. Their face, they don't look like their sibling.
Yeah.
But can't a woman make her eyebrows look as such?
You're so right. You're so right.
Thank you.
That's true. But they have different eyes, though, like all together.
Yeah. I feel like they've got to be dating.
Yeah, I'm going to go dating.
I'm going to go dating. Yes, yes, yes.
Sorry. Okay, all three dating? Okay,
there we go. Are we keeping track? Who's keeping track? Are you keeping track?
Oh.
I'll keep track.
Okay.
Zach, this
is high stakes.
Yeah.
Zach, two. Wait. If you win, do you get head from both of us?
Yeah, I get double head.
Or do you want, maybe he gives me head and he gives you head?
Why do I have to give you head?
You don't have to do this. I won't have to turn you gay.
It won't be gay. It's just kind of, we're kind of just hanging out.
So you suck some dick and it wouldn't be gay.
I'm on you.
But just in theory, would you
I'm just saying, I got you. I rolled the dice and I got you. So okay. Let's not talk
about when were dice rolled.
Right. I'm like confused.
Thank you. Oh, I don't like the hand placement. I don't like that she's holding the hand.
But you see, he's not touching.
But he's
ass.
Not touching. That's siblings right there.
But it's a weird, why wouldn't you go higher?
And he's married and she doesn't have a ring.
Is he married?
No, he just has a ring on his index finger.
I think he's just tracking his sleep. how do you feel about the happy trail heading down to the yum zone?
It's fine. I mean, I'm not really focused on like what body looks like during sex.
Oh, what are you focused on?
Penetration.
I've never heard of it.
Like anyone else, right?
No, not me. I don't focus on getting penetrated.
You focus on body completely?
Yeah, yeah.
No more sex talk. I think they are, I would say siblings.
I would say siblings as well.
I'll go siblings.
Oh,
what
shit.
What the fuck?
Dang it.
Interesting.
Okay.
That one I thought was trying to throw us off because of the handhold. Okay, yeah. Now that I know this game is the Wild West, I'm just going to start throwing opinions out. Oh my gosh, I hate
jandals,
everything from the
jandals,
ankle down.
Jandals.
That's siblings. His hand is too high on her back.
Mm,
do you think it sucked when they walked in the desert for 40 years?
I would say...
Siblings, to me. Mama chose that footwear.
I'm going to say siblings.
Those were gifts for Christmas.
So all siblings?
Oh, it has to be. Okay, they spelled it.
Siblongs?
Siblongs.
Don't worry about that.
All right.
Spelling's not great.
Black people. Woo!
I think they're dating.
I'm going to say...
Hello. No, definitely siblings. They have the exact same smile.
They have different noses.
No. Well, maybe...
They have different noses.
They could be half siblings.
Right.
Oh,
this feels like siblings to me. And I will die on that hill.
I'll say dating.
I'm going to go dating.
He also went to Yale.
Good for him.
Siblings. God damn.
Listen, you're good at this.
I, listen, yeah, because I grew up in the South, so I had to like, you know, like really dodge him.
Where'd people, you grow up?
South Georgia.
Lots of didn't plantations like there.
Yeah, and I wouldn't go there.
Your family probably has one.
Actually, I was
Were you rich?
No. I was born in Vegas, a single mother.
Born in Vegas.
And then my mom met a guy in eHarmony.
Okay.
And he came out and proposed in a Margaritaville, swear my life. And then we moved to a town of 1,000 in South Georgia.
Okay.
And I don't want to tell you the next part.
Oh, you got molested?
honestly might have been better.
Right when we got there. So, little backstory. When in Vegas, my mom's best friend, we all lived together. She was black. Mm-hmm. And we moved to South Georgia. And right when we got there, no joke, they had a KKK rally in the town that I didn't know. I didn't know that still existed.
Oh, my God.
And I was very scared. But I mean, you probably would be more scared if you were there, but I was also scared.
No, I don't think I'd be scared. I don't think I compute racism.
No, you don't. Because you haven't clocked it once in this whole podcast.
I've clocked it.
And Jared's
times.
Been very racist.
You've been racist?
What the hell? How have I been racist?
Jared, you won't even look at her.
That's not true. What I've been looking fuck? At her the whole time.
He looks above you. He looks at...
What the fuck, Jared?
I'm looking at the hamburger sign right behind
Why
you.
Why don't you look at me?
Because you're too beautiful.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next.
What the hell, dude?
Turn it around.
I've been laying the work this whole time.
You can't. And I'm coming in and undermining you.
You ruined all work you laid when you said that you would never date a black girl because your grandfather's racist.
I did not say I would never date a black girl.
He
said he wouldn't like it.
I don't want to hear it.
Gosh, I'll kill him. If you want me to drown him, I will. For our love.
You would push his wheelchair in a pool?
Okay, first off, he almost walks.
Almost, but doesn't. I'm going to say...
Dating for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go dating.
Based on the hair color.
All white
think?
People look the same to me. They don't know when they're white. See,
those are things that I can't say.
Like you can say them.
I can say I can.
You'll
say
get more backlash than I will.
Well,
that was one of the funniest things. I watched your like reacting to your Halloween costumes video. Uh-huh. And when you were talking about doing white face for Mr. Clean, uh-huh. You were like... And if anybody gets mad at it, you try doing it the other way and see who loses their job faster.
Exactly. And then, oh my gosh, all the Republicans on TikTok got
mad.
Oh,
they got mad?
And they would stitch it and we get like 500,000 likes and being like, I don't know why people think they can say this. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Why do you think people can't say it?
Why do I think people can say it? Because I don't know. Do it.
Yes.
Do it.
I want to go into a cat competition with you.
Let's go to cat competition.
I watched your video today, and it looked like the most fun I've ever seen.
It's the most fun. I think doing like non-entertainment shit is the best. Okay. I mean, I did record it all, but...
Yeah, but you had to have some memories recorded. Exactly. You had such a good time.
I agree.
Okay, dating. Also dating.
I'm going to say, fuck, siblings. I'm not good at this game. I don't want to suck dick. Help!
You don't have to. We're not making you.
Okay.
Sorry, our neighbors can hear us.
Oh, shit.
Help! Stop having a dumb body and have a good one. Have a body that you're proud of and you look good, if you feel good with FitBod. And you might be like, oh, you're just promoting something. You don't actually know anything about FitBod. Well, watch this. Jared, how long have you been using FitBod? Genuinely, before we got an ad for it.
Genuinely, I've been using it for years.
I swear.
No.
On whose life?
On everybody I know and love's life.
Thank you.
I have almost 1,400 workouts logged in FitBod.
And how much did you used to weigh at your heaviest?
Probably like 250, 260.
And what are you at now?
Well, now I did get all the way down to 160, but now I've started using FitBod, the muscle building feature mm-hmm. on it, to start putting on some muscle. So now I'm 200.
But muscle. You're but a good, muscle. You're a solid 200.
I'm a solid 200.
Exactly. With the help of FitBod. You understand that he changed his life. He was unconfident, could never get a woman. And now the other night, two women approached him to come over to fancy them at nighttime. I'm not saying FitBod's going to guarantee you get some nighttime fun, but I'm saying it might help, you know? Jared, tell them about your sweet, sweet kisses at night or more about FitBod either way.
FitBod makes it super easy. All you do is tell FitBod your workout goals and it creates plans for you based on that. So right now I do a push-pull leg split and every day it comes up with a new workout for me based on my muscle recovery. And then even beyond that, it keeps track of your workout progress so that your workouts get progressively harder and harder which means you get a better body.
If people want to hop on the workout train, use the FitBod app. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app free at fitbod.me/dropouts. That's FITBOD.me/dropouts. FitBod.me/dropouts. 25% off your new and improved body. That's a great deal. We helped you get it. Thank you, FitBod. Go get yourself a sexy little body, and I will look at it and objectify it in a positive way.
Thank you, FitBod.
I have a question for you. Is your wiener sad? Is your wiener depressed? Is your wiener in a mood where it doesn't stand at attention as if it was in the military and a general walked in the room and they have to stand at attention and yet he's kind of limp? If you're not catching my drift, I'm talking about erectile dysfunction, baby boys and baby girls. Jared, how can they fix the problem with Hims?
Hims is changing the men's healthcare game all from the comfort of your couch. They provide clinically proven generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis at 95% cheaper prices, as low as $2 per dose.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Answer a series of questions on their site and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free and in discreet packaging. Listen, if you're going to get some pills to make your bing bong go woohoo, you don't want people seeing it. And so you're going to get a little package and you're going to know what it is, but no one else is. And you could be like, oh, it's a letter from my mother. Instead, it's something to make your wiener hard, which is great.
And on top of that, no insurance is needed.
Speaking on top of that, people are going to be getting on top of you now. Because your wiener works. Wiener to work with Hims.
All you have
get your wiener to work
is pay one
right
low price for all of your online visits, ongoing shipments, and provider messaging. And Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so you're not alone. And if ED is getting you down, it's time to change that. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dropouts. That's HIMS.com/dropouts for your personalized ED treatment options. Again, hims.com/dropouts. Make your wiener happy again. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Thank you, Hims.
How many people live in this house? I'm trying to pocket watch y'all because I'm like, what is going on?
Okay. Do you want to know the lineage, the lore of this podcast? I'll give it to you quick.
Yeah.
So first moved out here 5 years ago, didn't have any money. I found this place on Facebook Marketplace, 900 square feet. There were 10 guys living in it. Turned on the microwave, air conditioner at the same time. All their power went out. Ate the same dollar store food every day for, you know, a few years. And then 3 months after I moved in, Jared moved in and we lived there together. And then there was a man who moved in and he was like a middle-aged guy and he was drinking himself to death and he thought he was going to stab all of us. So six of us moved to an apartment. Jared and I shared a room for a while. In 3-bedroom apartment, we thought we were living like kings. Slowly start the podcast. I'm getting that coin. Mom can go out to dinner. You know the drill. And then we got this house, 6 bedrooms. Not to brag, but we're better than you.
It's a huge house.
And then Jared and I moved in. And then Alyssa's Alyssa. She is our okay assistant. And
couch you out, Alyssa. Fuck that.
She moved in. And then my friend Skyler, who just finished law school, hated it. So he's going to try out LA. And he just moved in like a couple months ago. So it started out. It was just going to be us, then us three, and now it's the four.
And y'all could have just paid the rent here?
I just pay the rent for all of us, yeah, essentially.
Oh, shut up.
You're a fucking liar.
I mean, pretty much. I mean, yeah, let's be honest with ourselves. It's just kind of me, but.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I'll figure it out.
If you want to move in, let us know.
I don't want
to I think the left side of my bed is free.
I think I'm good.
Okay. You don't have to pay rent.
I can pay rent.
Oh, sweet. How much you want to pay?
I don't want to pay rent here.
Okay, then again, it's free.
I don't want to live with you, Zach.
Okay, then
but we've got a pool. And a hot tub.
I like hot tub. We can all hot tub later.
And you're back in. We also have a cold plunge.
I don't want a cold
plunge. Yeah, I hate that. I'll get rid of it.
You have a cold plunge? You like the cold plunge? You do the Hoffman? Or whatever his name is.
The hell's
Huberman?
That?
Huberman?
Oh, Huberman.
Yeah. You know about the Hoffman Center?
No.
What's that?
I'll tell you after this. I'm fucking up y'all's podcast doing this ADHD shit.
No, it's not. I'm way more interested than these siblings having sex.
Okay, so I did this darkness retreat shit, right?
You gotta stop doing witchcraft. That?
Yeah.
But I need to introspect.
Why? What's going on? I feel like there's some layers we gotta peel back.
There's not that many layers. I mean, I just wanna like self-actualize.
What at night makes you not be able to sleep?
Nothing. I masturbate and I go straight to sleep like that.
Amen. Okay.
Every night.
Then why do you have to self-actualize?
Actualize.
Actually?
Is that what you said?
Actualize?
Yeah, why do you have to do that so much?
Because I feel like I am so special, and just how to get more and more special is just figuring out what I am. That's when you self-actualize.
Oh.
I think it's just like a narcissistic
I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
Because of the month. So I just wanted to be cordial.
I feel like every month's Black History Month when you're black, but only to you whites is it February. You
know no, we've got the other 11 months.
No, y'all don't.
Yes, we do.
No, y'all don't. And
well, not June. That's technically.
June's for the gays. Yeah. We have 10 months.
Okay.
Is there
a National White Month?
Brother. Hey, we're doing okay. All right?
Right.
And it's like, oh, yeah, we got you guys back. We've been canceling you guys. But behind the scenes, we're
doing
fine.
You think
y'all
are doing great?
We're doing great.
I don't think so.
We're doing so well.
I look at the white families and they seem a bit sad. Like it seems like the spirit of whiteness has been killed.
How do we get it back?
I don't know.
We have to self-actualize.
No, I can't help.
Why?
Y'all have to self-actualize that there's a lot of white people doing the
retreats.
Jared,
we can't steal what she's doing. That's the whole thing.
Y'all can't steal what I'm doing. Okay. Y'all should. We should do a darkness retreat together.
What is a darkness retreat?
Okay, so
just don't post on Instagram, Jared.
Don't post on Instagram. They posted videos on me on Instagram. People are like, oh my gosh, this bitch is tweaking. I'm like, I told y'all not to post them because people wouldn't understand. But there y'all go posting them. But it was in Ashland, Oregon, which is where a whole bunch of hippies are and like a lot of communes. And it was actually on a commune, and there was like a darkness retreat, a sauna, and this thing called a kiva.
What is that?
I'll tell you about it all.
Okay.
So a darkness retreat is they get a room. It's like a big cabin, and they block out any way a light could come in. And there's a sink, a bathtub, a bed, a yoga mat, and a hole in the wall that's like double-sided for them to give you your food. And you sit there, for as long as you can.
Before you just like go crazy?
Well, you have to do therapy before, because you would go crazy if you didn't do the therapy before.
How long were you in there?
I did 3 days.
Holy shit, in just complete darkness.
Yeah, I didn't know what time it was, because when they gave me my food, they gave me meal prep for the entire day at night.
You know, you can just ask Mr. Beast and he'll give you money for doing that, right? Hey, you don't have to just do it.
No, I did just want to do it. I felt like I learned a lot from it.
Is there a restroom?
Yeah, there was a bathroom.
Did you know how to find it?
Yeah, I did like this. Helen Keller did.
So you're by yourself?
Yeah, completely alone. But there was a one guy, they called him holding space for me, where he came and he gave me my food and he talked to me for like 10 minutes to make sure I was doing fine.
And were you?
I was doing so good. I mean, I did like grab the walls and like cry and like punch pillows and be like, what the fuck?
Can people
and then
hear
I
you?
Also, no, okay. I could have been killed for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I went alone. And I like made a whole bunch of plays. I made a billion different songs. And then after we came
How'd
out.
How'd you write them down?
I didn't write them down.
Just all on the noggin.
If you get, like, I hate to be like the influencers, like people should get off their phones more, because then I lose all of my rent.
But he was
after like 2 days of not being on my phone. What do you mean? Did I remember them? I remembered fucking everything. I remembered where I put a sock yesterday without even seeing.
Where was it?
It was under the bed.
Oh. Wow. I think I forgot where my socks are. I should go to
the darkness retreat.
Yeah. Could we darkness retreat together?
Yeah, we can darkness
in the same
retreat
room.
Together. Yeah.
How long would it be until we?
Until we what? Until,
yeah,
became best friends.
I feel like we're already best friends.
I knew it. Could you?
Until I see you out of this podcast, I didn't figure out what type of person you actually are.
Yeah, because you can obviously tell I'm putting on a persona right now.
Yeah, for sure.
I think outside of the podcast, I am a calm gentleman who can still have some banter, but you know they're not as in your face.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you autistic? I think people with autism are like gods.
We had Jake Weber on the podcast recently. I don't know if you know who he is, but he has autism, and yeah, he likes it.
Did you like be like twin them?
Me and my twin in them.
Yeah, you feel that when you're talking.
I did
to him?
Feel that. I felt like I was him. I felt like I've almost lived his life, and I was watching this moment again.
Whoa, that's an autistic take.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you have anything?
I would just say a little bit of depression.
Oh, what?
No, actually, I don't have depression.
Okay, lied.
Narcissism.
Where did the narcissism come from? Because you said you didn't feel valued a little bit when you were younger.
I think that's where it came from.
But now it's like, now that you know, for lack of a better term, that you're that girl. Oh, a follow-up question. Am I baby girl?
No.
Okay. Follow-up, back to you. When did the narcissism develop into what it is now?
Have you seen this, like, daddy? Am I your baby girl? Have you seen this video?
I haven't. It feels like a video you would make, though.
No, hell no. Yeah, yeah.
You're just saying, have you seen my video?
I don't do this one. But what was your question?
When did you become self-aware of your narcissism?
I think probably all of my relationships failing. I became more and more aware of it every time.
Can you explain what, some examples?
Yeah. Actually, they won't make me seem like a crazy person.
And that's what we love. Listen, you went in the dark room. You're good now.
That wasn't even
this
crazy.
This is the old you.
Yeah. This is the old me. I'd say my thing with relationships is like, I am comfortable with myself and alone. Mm-hmm. So like, you really have to be the shit for me to want to stay in a relationship with you. And I realize like,
before you're going to move on, obviously, but what are some examples of them being the caca? My mom
like
watches
the shit?
This. Yeah.
Like a man being a shit, being like emotionally available. Not aggressive with me. Cause my dad was never aggressive. Like I've never had a man yell at me in my life. And so if that were to ever happen, that would make them the shit in a bad way.
It seems like you're good at communication. So there's no need for yelling. We can just talk it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. But also, that you just like have to be wanting to explore and do things. And I feel like a lot of people aren't.
Those are very, the bar
really
is
tame.
The bar's not,
low.
Yeah, the bar is.
Because I have the money. I'm not asking for the money in you. I'm just asking for you to have like, I don't know, a functioning brain, a lot of men don't.
Do you have any instinctual quality towards men where you want to be protected? Or do you feel like, you know, I'm.
I just say if you're tall, that cuts it for me.
How tall?
Yeah, what's the cutoff?
What's the cutoff?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5'11 is like, it's getting crazy. But I like a 6 foot and up.
Like, what's your specific height that would be great?
I don't know. What's your height?
I'm like 6'3".
Really?
Yeah, no
worries. You're 6'3"?
Yeah, no worries.
God, you're so pretentious.
I'm not pretentious.
Like, what the fuck?
It's no biggie.
Can you pick up girls during sex?
Yeah, I can do. I can pick up.
Do you grunt when you pick them up?
Do you grunt?
If they want me to. Would you like a grunt?
No, like grunt. As in like, damn.
Like you're struggling?
Yeah.
Well, can I say something? I do like when a girl's, you know, they've got a little meat on the bone. So it's like, if I hope I'm grunting.
A little meat on the bone.
That's like, you know, if I'm. That's a joke. I almost said that I didn't. but no, if I pick you up and you know, you've got a lot of human to you, I think that's nice.
A lot of human to you.
But I probably like
Hannibal Lecter.
She's like, you know.
You like an ass or titties more?
I'm probably if I had to lean
like
one way.
Like no bits, dead ass.
No. If I had to lean one way, I would probably go that caboose would be
more preferable.
More preferable than the milkers.
Right.
Yeah.
Terrible way to put it. Jesus Christ.
Just the worst.
Holy shit.
What the caboose would be more preferable than the milkers.
Like, it's gonna haunt me when I'm driving home.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's a different type of ghosting.
Yeah. No, I don't go.
He's watching this like, are you joking? Like, you don't go? Then reply to this comment.
Yes.
And tell me your new address. Okay. No, I cut you off, but you were, what was she? She was going down a rabbit hole of.
She was describing what she likes in a guy. And so we were at height. So functioning brain.
Oh, yeah.
Height.
I like him tall. I like a deep voice.
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, Matt.
You're a monster.
Baby girl, I'm asking what you like.
It's terrible. Your deep voice is terrible.
Maybe lock them doors and turn them lights down low.
It's still high. It's still high.
Sorry.
There we go. That was better.
Yeah, you like that?
You sound like Elvis.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, hell no. What else is my likes? I like someone who's creative.
Okay.
I like
I could freestyle.
Like any type of creativity?
Because rapping's the creativity I was talking about.
No.
Freestyle,
I'm just saying
slam
that is
poetry.
One of my talents. Yeah. So I could slam you down and read poetry to you. Where did you want your...
What?
Slam me down?
He said slam poetry.
No. I did say slam poetry.
Does he treat all women like this when they come on the podcast?
Unfortunately.
Oh my God. Yeah. I thought I was special.
Are you feeling
Fuck
uncomfortable?
You. I'm not feeling uncomfortable. It was actually feeding my ego, but to know that you do this to all other women, it's like, fuck you. I don't want to even play this game anymore.
Do you want me to start degrading you?
No. What
no,
the
that's
fuck?
Your
then
thing,
what do you
remember?
Want?
I
want
to be a homie. Can I not be a homie? No, I don't want to dab you.
God, I was going to do this. Just...
Okay. Yay, homie.
Did you self-tan today?
Yes.
You look good.
Thank you.
Of course.
I'm going to do another self-tan before I walk in the runway that I'm walking in at the end of the month.
Can we come watch you?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay. We would be front row with signs.
Hell no.
Let's go, Quinlan. Like,
oh, Quinlan, what's your... Why do you keep calling... I'm starting to call myself by my full name. Why do you call me by my government name?
I think your mom took a lot of time to pick out a name for you, and I thought it was beautiful, so I thought I would just use it.
I don't trust you.
Let's go, Quinlan. Keep walking. You're so good at walking. I'll have like a
sign. I wonder what he's going to say about me when I leave. Like, he's that type of person. I'm like, what's actually going on underneath
I think it'll be positive. I think I'll say, oh, she was a lot of fun. I'm glad that she didn't take anything too seriously and negatively, because we were all just having fun and telling jokes.
I think I thought you were going to stop it there, because black people steal.
No, they don't.
That's what you said in the beginning.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I thought I just thought it. I said it out loud.
Yeah. Let's roll the tape.
Let's roll the clip. Oh my gosh, I did say that. We just dub her lips onto mine. I'm like, oh no. George got some editing to do.
You edit?
Yeah.
Bro, you have the fucking war machine around here.
Yeah. We just keep it in house.
My editor last week just went through psychosis. I've been having to find an.
I'm starting to think that you
drive him insane. Did you take him on a darkness retreat?
No, I gave him $5,000 as a retainer to make 2 YouTube videos a month.
I will sign up.
And he ghosted me, took the money, and has all of my footage, so I can't even make those YouTube videos.
What were they about? Do you want to explain shot for shot what it was? That way,
shot for shot,
we can animate it.
I made 2 video essays, and then I made 1 video recreating my vines just to push my clothing brand. But okay. He has them all, so I've got to make them all again. And it's like, bro, just give me the fucking footage.
Well, I just
keep the money. Give me the footage.
Yeah, just don't be an asshole about it.
Don't be an asshole. I'm the easiest person to work with ever. I don't even know how to work proper. I've never even had a real functioning job. So like me being your boss is like the stupidest shit ever. There was one time I had an assistant and he's like, we were friends before and friends after. And he's like, do you know that you would just pay me overtime to come to your house and take shots with you? I'm like, really? Yeah.
Who's your financial advisor?
Oh my
God.
No, my financial advisor hates me.
Yeah. That checks out.
Hates me. He's like, every check you get isn't even your money. It's the IRS. I'm like, bro.
Chill. I'm trying to have a good Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have a good time with my friends.
Why do you have the little phone?
The big one always felt too big in my pocket. Just because I got a lot of other things in the pants that are taking up a lot of room. So
I don't think so.
Like your chaps.
The more and more I talk to you, I don't think so.
Well, this is.
You think he's compensating?
This is just the pro. I got the Pro Max down here, and this is the pro.
Do you manscape?
We've been sponsored.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So, did you actually do it?
Yeah, of course. I keep it very trim and tight. Mm. What about you?
Mm-mm, 70s.
70s?
Bush. Oh, yeah. Mm. Like the 04 president down there.
Mm.
Mm. Do you find when you run, what, Jared?
Just continue. Just wherever this is going to go.
That it gets a little dense down there, a little humid.
What do you mean?
Like when you run.
I don't run.
Oh, then we're good.
I walk 12, 3, 10.
I don't know what this means.
I'm 12 running. Incline, 3 yeah, speed.
So you're not a real autistic, because you would have understood. I was just verbalizing and actualizing my thoughts.
So,
12, you do 12 incline.
Okay.
Then you do 3 speed. And then, no, it's 12, 3, 30, not 12, 3, 10.
Okay, so you were wrong. Minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out who you are. There's a lot going on. Big ass lights.
Thank you.
I'm like, well, the home. Like, I'm Thank confused.
You. Do you want a tour?
Yeah, I'd like a tour.
Cool. We'll give you, I'll give you the tour. I'll just give her the tour.
Yeah, we'll.
Just one.
Oh, all of us? You want the tour? I mean, I could just give. If you guys are busy. You guys are busy? Doing anything else?
No.
Do you go on hot girl walks?
What the fuck is a hot girl walk?
When hot girls go outside and go for walks. You guys self-named it. I didn't.
No, I don't go on hot girl walks just because a lot of people are crazy in LA. I feel like I'm going to get stabbed or some shit.
What part of LA am I allowed to ask that you live in?
You're like, should we box you?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't. But you live in a good part?
Oh, yeah. I live in an elderly community.
Because I feel like, do you wake up early?
I just started waking up early.
So maybe we meet at the crack of dawn and we do a quick 45 walk, talk about our feelings, and then we both separately go home.
I'd love to become friends with you after this Thank podcast. You. If you're not scary.
I'm not scary.
This is just this a is character. Just a bit,
okay?
But it's like,
do you think I want to live with these thoughts? No, I'm the one that has to say them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like sometimes I'll be watching y'all's clips and I'm like, bro, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you for
Have
watching.
Have you ever made a video with someone and then fucked them after?
Yeah, 100%.
Lots of times?
No, not lots of times.
Okay. Handful.
Yeah. Handful.
Handful. I don't look for that. Mm. I'm also not a very sexually driven person.
I can tell.
Yeah. Again, a really good movie gets me going.
Like what?
A really good food.
Don't say some stupid shit. What movie is actually a movie you like?
Whiplash is one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
Yes, of course.
Okay, cool.
That Whiplash gets you going.
Yeah.
So you're gay.
What? Is Whiplash a gay term?
Whiplash is two men beating drums for fucking 2
hours. Oh, guys can do stuff without it being gay.
I don't agree.
It's either gay or it's not, dude.
Yeah, no nuance with me.
You're right. But you dive into the sector of women as well?
Yes, I dive into the sector of women.
When did you realize that about yourself?
Probably when I met one of my best friends and I was like,
yo,
I wouldn't mind seeing what's going on inside of
did
this.
Did you ever?
Did I ever?
See
with your best
on?
Friend?
Well, now it sounds like, girl, it's like your best friend. Did you ever do it?
No, you brought it up and then we asked to follow
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but then y'all made it sound like men. I'm talking to men and it just made it worse. I was thinking.
You are talking to men.
I know, but I thought I want to talk to like my homegirls.
I am your homegirl.
I know. So why are you fucking saying that? You're talking to like it's like making me.
Okay, how do you want me to ask it? Did you search for the pearl in the clam? What do you want me to ask?
No.
Okay, good. That's all we have to say. So you guys are just friends now. How'd you decrease?
Why don't you have a Stanley?
Because I'm not a conformist. Okay.
It's not a conformist. It's being fun.
Why do you have a Stanley?
I don't have a Stanley.
Then why are you judging me?
Because I like when white people just do one thing. I don't like when y'all have variety.
Ooh, what's your favorite things that white people do?
Okay. My favorite things white people do is when they're Mormon. I love white Mormon people.
Of course. They'll go to your door, ask how you're doing.
The best baking of all fucking time comes from a white Mormon.
Thank you.
Baking, really?
Yes. Incredible bakers.
Thank you.
I did not know that.
Is your family Mormon?
No, but I know some. And okay. We're white.
Thank you. Another thing I like white people do is y'all don't have no like internalized fear about death. So y'all just do crazy shit.
I'm gonna call BS on that.
Jared does have internalized fear, but he has lesbian parents, so I don't know if it offsets.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you look so sweet in the face and so nice.
Oh, thank you.
You. I don't stop winking at me.
I don't know how you feel. I don't know how you feel. I mean. If you feel like I could be, I mean, whatever.
I don't know.
What kind of aura do you think I give off?
What type of aura do you give off?
Yeah. Do you feel like I have some lesbian parents or anything?
No, you're not cool enough to have lesbian parents. I don't know how I feel about you. I'm really trying to figure it out right now. Yeah, and then you do this like the smile. It scares me.
I'm just looking at you. I don't know how to feel. I'm sorry. What about you? Are your parents together?
Yes. My mom came from a family of divorce, so she never left my dad.
The way you framed it, like she should have.
Like she would be repeating the cycle.
Your dad doesn't watch this, right?
No, my dad would watch it. He'd be like, damn, that's right.
That's right.
Can I speak to your mom straight to camera? What was her name again?
Danita.
Blackwell?
Johnson. They never got married.
So they could never get divorced. Hi, Miss Johnson. Zach here. I just want to say that I'm here with your daughter, and I have said copious amounts of nefarious things towards her in the spirit of comedy. But when I say that she's been a delight, she's been so well behaved. When she came in, she took her shoes off. She didn't even ask. But I know you taught her better. And she's had such good manners, pleases and thank yous. A lot of pleases, you know, and thank God. Yous. But anyway, what?
Like, bro, shit.
You're talking to her mom, man.
I would love to come over. Danita?
Danita.
I would love to come over, Danita, and possibly cook for you and your family.
You can cook?
Yes, of course.
Is he lying?
He's really good at steak. I'll give him that.
I'm not lying. I'm better cooked than you'll ever be. I'm way better cooked than you'll ever be.
I just said.
Why'd you say I was lying?
Yeah, what the fuck? Being nice.
I was being nice, man. Because
you only chose one thing, and I don't like the way she shook her head.
What else do you cook?
I've never seen you cook other than steak.
My spaghetti carbonara.
I forgot about
the carbonara.
No carbonara and steak.
The best garlic bread you've ever had in your entire life.
Texas toast from the frozen section.
The best garlic bread you've ever had in your life.
Yeah. I've never seen it. That's why I said that.
Because you don't deserve it.
Okay.
What the fuck?
You don't know what she does to me.
What do you do to him?
I do nothing.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm so nice to him.
Yeah, you just seem like the sweetest one out of these three, and then you seem second sweetest, and then he keeps winking at me. And it's awful.
Third place,
you're not even on the sweetest list.
Yeah, no, he's on the inconclusive. Next.
Do you have any dietary restrictions? Because your garlic bread, the cheesy garlic bread, is quite fantastic.
I have lots of dietary restrictions. Oh. I don't. I fucked myself up last night trying to have dietary restrictions.
What does that mean?
Trying to have them?
Yeah, because I was like, man, let me lose a cute little three, a cute little seven. And I went to In-N-Out and I see on TikTok, they do the Flying Dutchman burgers. Mm-hmm. You seen those ones?
Yeah.
It's the In-N-Out burger and it has the onions as the grilled patties. Or it's the grilled onions as the patties instead of bread.
Oh my God.
Which is like, ugh.
Yeah.
That shit was so good. And so I went and got one and then I like sat to charge my car and I ate that. And I was like, one of these, I don't know if that's going to cut it. I went back through the line, which is the most embarrassing shit ever.
Can I get one more Flying
Dutchman? Yeah, I'm like, hey.
It's
okay.
Just having to say
I like took
Dutchman
off
again.
My wig so they didn't think I was the same person. So I was just like, they're at cornrows. And I was like, hey, can I have another? He's like, I think I've seen you before, right? Can you just come through here? Like, yes, can I have another one? He's like, yeah. And so I go back through, I get the burger and I eat both of them. Then I go home and my stomach just starts to blow up. And you know when it blows up and you're like, this, like, I can't move this out of me. Like, this is something that is just going to have to sit. I'm just going to have to sit and deal with. And so I was like, maybe I have COVID because I felt
pregnant.
No, I'm infertile. I used to be an anorexic child. But I'm like, maybe I should.
It got really real for a second.
No, I guess we're just going to brush past them.
Brush past what?
Okay, yeah. Okay, keep going. And then you had the Flying Dutchman.
So then I had the bad stomach and I was like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I got a headache from it.
Jesus Christ.
And then I literally.
Your body's just shutting down.
It was shutting down. Because my body's like, what the fuck?
What did you do to me?
And you know how and now you can get the peppers?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I had four of the peppers.
Jesus.
Yes. I almost died last night.
Why do you hate your body?
Whoa.
It's coming back up.
I don't hate my body.
Did it taste like an onion when you burped there?
Yeah. That was actually me like, whoa. I don't hate my body. I think my body is very sexy, actually.
No, it is. It is.
You haven't seen my body.
I've seen enough where I can determine sexy.
Sexy?
Yeah. Did
on like the sexy red sexy or like Megan Thee Stallion sexy or what type of sexy would you put me in?
I think Quinlan Blackwell sexy.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like that?
Damn, that was smooth. Thank you. That was a good one.
You on the way over here. So you were late again, but
CP time.
But then you were late because what did you have to do? You had to get lotion.
I had to get lotion because I was ashy.
And correct me if I'm wrong. You texted me and said, sorry, I have to get lotion because I'm ashy. You could literally strike a match on my knee right now.
I did not say that.
And I thought that was a wild thing to say about yourself.
Me too. I didn't even know why people could get ashy.
I just wanted to feel like I was part of something.
I know, but you said it so. I'm like, he gets bitches. I get texts. I'm like, ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, this guy. Sorry about that.
Fuck off.
But
he's like a normal person.
How was your lotioning?
Yeah, it was good. You don't see no ash in between.
I don't. And I'd bring it up.
Would you?
Yeah.
Has someone ever tried to fight you?
Yeah.
From the shit
all the time.
All the time.
Actually?
No.
Really?
Well, in the wild.
Well, you kind of have a little bit of a wimpy thing.
I'm very, docile and wimpy. I'm like a little T-Rex that's malnourished.
Yeah, yeah. Because you like the degradation kink. Like, it all comes together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In real life, though, that is the opposite of any kink that I would enjoy.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really have any kinks. I would love to develop one.
Oh, boo. This guy stinks.
I would love to develop one, though.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
And you don't have any kinks yet?
I would love to have one, though. So if you have any that are fun, let me know.
I mean,
what are your kinks?
What are my kinks? I don't know.
Oh, cool. Great conversation.
Yeah, my kinks just like, it's like there's already weird guys that look at me on the internet. And then to know my kinks, it would just get terrible.
Are you pretty knowledgeable about your own red flags and green flags when it comes to other people? Like you can kind of spot them out?
I'd say so. I just...
Okay, good. Let's go to a game. Red flags or green flags?
Bro, it's so scary.
Sorry, I had a transition, but you're about to go into a story.
So I'm going to say some statements, and you're just going to say if they're a red flag or green flag to you.
Okay.
Sleeping with your socks on.
Oh. Green flag.
Red.
What?
I say red flag.
How is that a red flag,
so
guys?
Just, it means you're not comfortable with your toes. And Jared, I know your toes are in a group chat, so it's a little strange.
You have webbed feet?
No, I don't have webbed feet. When I was growing
have you
up.
Seen the game Jenga?
Django?
Jenga. Tetris?
Yes.
Okay, similar. Okay, they're just kind of stacked.
I went through a growth spurt, and but for a whole year, I was supposed to be wearing a size 12 shoe, and I was wearing a size 8, and so now my toes kind of overlap.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
it's okay. You're cool.
Oh, but she what she would say to you in like a group chat about after she slept with you and she saw those toes would be different.
I wouldn't know. I don't kiss and tell. I don't kiss and tell. You do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you fucking do.
I don't kiss.
I don't kiss. I've never done.
Is that cool? Okay.
Oh, you scare me next.
asking to have your phone password.
Red flag.
That's a red flag.
I definitely a red flag, but it's the context of it's like if we're in the car and it's like Spotify, it's like, oh, it's not. What's your password? Yeah, but also, you got like, your makeup on me. I don't want people to think that she was trying to lick my shoulder. This was all friendship.
Yeah, no, he hugged me too tight, and I'm like, bro, back the fuck up.
We just met. Yeah,
like, I feel like I even went in for a side hug.
Yeah, you should have just went in for a hello.
Oh. I should have went in for a what?
Hello.
A hello.
Oh, there you go. Now that's me. Okay.
When Snapchat is your main form of contact.
Oh, red flag. Such a red flag.
You're a pedophile.
And a pervert.
Yeah.
And you like all children. The above.
I got to get my uncle a different awesome. Form.
Yeah.
He's not doing
your uncle's
well.
Fucked.
Well, let's hope he doesn't.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right. Do y'all do Snapchat? Do y'all post this on Snapchat?
No.
Dumb.
I mean, yes.
Dumb. Y'all are stupid for not posting this.
I'm in the Snapchat program. I just don't have the bandwidth to take all those pictures.
So then hire another.
Alyssa, we try to get her to do it, but she says she works too much. Okay. Well,
Okay. So the person you're with or whatever, they go out, they don't answer their phone. And when they come back and you ask them about it, they just said, I didn't check my phone all night.
That's it depends fair. On the person.
Yeah.
Because if they're shady, I'm not believing that for a second. But if they're just honestly, yeah, dude, I was just out. I was just having a good time. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I don't need to check up on you. You have your own life.
Have you ever been cheated on?
Maybe. What about you?
Fantastic question to bring up.
Why do you think that
you
is?
You got cheated on.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No.
It's okay.
No, I didn't.
It's okay. It's okay.
And if I did, I would have loved it. Okay.
Calls you pet names most of the time instead of your normal name.
I think that's a green flag. I think that's kind of cute.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's neither here.
Beige or, flag.
Yeah, Alyssa gets mad when
don't,
we say that.
Don't start bringing up other flags.
Who's Alyssa?
Hey, you were very similar to most humans in this world.
Yeah.
What
does that mean?
That's Alyssa.
I thought Alyssa was his girlfriend.
No.
Alyssa, I remember you.
You can't say that after not.
Yes, the fuck I can. I'm overwhelmed.
You're gaslighting.
Overstimulated. Fuck off.
Yes, ma'am.
Has a best friend of the opposite sex.
Green flag. Yay! That's all I got.
Yeah, that's fine to me.
Yeah, that's a green flag.
I don't think it's... I feel like green flag is... Anyway, well, yeah, whatever.
Okay. Telling their friends details about your guys' sex life.
I feel like they're going to do that anyway.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. You got to tell somebody something.
Exactly.
You can't keep it bottled up, especially if it's like something's weird. You're like, dude, they peed in me. And then you got to be like, yeah, that's
yeah,
not
you
cool.
Got to tell somebody about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
You do pee?
No, I don't. Very against any bodily. I don't even like a poop joke.
Really?
I really don't. So,
I say green flag. I'm finna tell
everybody.
Not everybody. My close
just
friends.
Your close friend.
Yeah.
Peeing in the shower.
Are you alone or with them? Because Jared had a girl.
You peed in the shower?
No,
with the girl?
She would pee on in you? The shower. Not like on me, but like
Jared. On you.
No. She wasn't like aiming for me. We would just be.
What's a shotgun blast?
We would just be standing in the shower like this. And if this is her, she would just start peeing. Now she was always
downriver.
No, she was always downstream. So I would never get any of it.
But what would you do?
What would I do?
It would make your dick hard.
No, she wouldn't tell me she was peeing. I would just start to smell it.
I can't even laugh at that shit. So foul.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think I'll know that I'm completely in love one day when I have a man and he shits and it doesn't smell like anything to me.
And it's always smelled up to this point, hasn't it? Mm-hmm. That's okay.
I've never thought about that. But yeah, that would be like, that's a true testament
of
love.
That's a true testament.
I won't even, I've never gotten to a point where I could shit in the same room as somebody.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. Me either. I think certain things can be private. I think it's if you want to have a bowel movement, I don't gotta watch.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I don't need a witness.
Or like, don't open. What?
You just said like what he said, and you said you might have done it.
I haven't done it.
Okay.
I think it's so invasive when someone like I've dated people before where they want to talk to me when I'm like on the toilet. Mm-mm. Like, oh my gosh, I'm taking a pee. Like, leave me the fuck alone.
Give me 30 seconds.
I've been with girls where they're like, it's so weird that you don't want to see me pee.
Or have like, they ever wanted to hold your dick while you pee?
What? That's a thing?
Yes.
I don't think so, but I'm sure they probably would bring it up at some point if it lasted longer.
Yeah, that was my next question. What's your longest relationship?
Only like a year and a half.
Was it recent?
No. What about yours? When was your last long-term relationship?
Next question.
What were their name? You want to talk to them straight to camera? Also, they're here. Come in.
I would throw up.
Hi. Was it your fault or their fault? No worries.
It's always my fault.
Oh.
I think it's my fault because I asked too much of a person. I don't even ask too much of a person, but I think it seems like I ask too much of a person.
Probably means you're asking too much of a person.
I really don't. I really, really don't. All of my relationships has been like, you're in a different state. Let's not date anymore. Or it's been like, I'm 18 and I wasn't hot in high school. Let's go explore. Or like shit like that. Like, I don't feel like I'm asking for a lot.
You just want to be in the same state and to explore.
You just want to be in the same state and go outside.
Yeah.
That, again, bar pretty low.
My bar is pretty low. It's pretty low. But now it's getting higher and higher with every relationship. Next.
Only messages you or hangs out with you when they have time.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Well, they don't make time?
Yeah, if they don't make time for you. If it's just like, I mean, I have anything else that's important to me but you. Mm. But if they're like career driven, I like that. Where it's like, hey, I'm busy doing this. I can't just be at your every beck and call.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, go do your thing.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. I mean, I guess we're agreeing on most things.
No, we're not. Like, you're trying to create something. He's trying won't so let it hard. Happen. No, like, no.
Orders off the menu for you.
Ugh. I hate when you start to not become your own person.
You lose all autonomy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My God. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Like how Brad Pitt looks like everyone he dates.
Does he?
Yes. There's like
That's a thing?
Bunch. Yes. It's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't. He Alyssa, becomes everyone did you know he dates. That was a thing?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Okay. He's a little chameleon.
He's a chameleon.
Next one.
Cares about your body count.
Red flag.
Unless it's like 10,000. And then it's like, have you been checked?
How often you get checked?
I've never had sex before.
I can tell.
Is it fun?
It's fun. It's a lot of vulnerability.
Yeah.
Do you like being vulnerable with people?
I love it.
No, you don't.
Not with people I don't like, Jared. But people I like, I'll be vulnerable with. Like, I don't like being vulnerable with you because obviously you're a big judgmental guy.
That's fucked up.
Seems like it's so hard to get you to be serious in like a vulnerable position.
No, I'll get pegged, whatever it is.
You'd get pegged?
No. Have you ever pegged a man?
No, I don't like this one.
She has.
I haven't.
No, it's okay. Let's cut to a clip.
Oh, wow.
Me pegging someone? I never pegged no one. I would never.
Okay, that's what they all say. Last one.
Wears Crocs constantly.
They're constantly?
Caucasian.
They're just Caucasian.
I have met many humans from black descent who love a good Croc.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
And I'm going to be honest.
Who?
They look cooler.
The Croc?
You want to know why?
Black people always look cooler.
Not always.
Always. You ever seen a black cowboy? Way harder than a white cowboy.
My friend, his name is Shibuzi, and he's
a pretty cool black cowboy.
God, is he way cooler than a white cowboy.
Shout out Shibuzi. Fire name.
Thank you.
Where's Shibuzi at? Does he have dreads?
Yeah.
Is he tall?
Yeah.
Very tall. He's 6'4". And he makes very deep voice. And he makes some of the...
Oh, wait. Yeah, this is perfect.
He makes some of the best music I've heard.
It's legitimate.
Hell no.
No to musicians?
He's the sweetest guy also.
If he's not a winning musician, no. I can't help nobody up out the mud.
One of his songs was in one of the Spider-Man movies.
Oh.
Yeah, he's doing well.
He's doing well.
We met playing basketball.
You play basketball?
Yeah.
You play basketball?
Is that okay?
That's funny.
They call me white boy.
Of course they do.
One time I threw a good pass and I was Tom Brady for 4 weeks.
Really?
They never learned my name.
Did you play any sports in high school?
Tennis. I went to college for tennis for a year, but then
I don't know when you're being serious and when it's a bit.
It's a weird thing to lie about.
Yeah, yeah. I know, but you lie about weird things.
I was 5'2 in a lot of my schooling, and then basketball is always my favorite, but I couldn't play because I was a little tiny boy. Mm-hmm. And then I finally grew.
So. When did you grow?
Probably like closer to junior year.
Whoa, what the fuck? Do you care about the type of girl you date? Like, do you want your kids to be tall?
Yeah, I really do. I want them to be athletic just because I love, I would be such a dad going to the games, like basketball games.
Yelling at the T-ball
coach.
This is
a man thing. Like, every guy that I've ever dated, it's like, well, and I think it's also because I like tall guys. They're always thinking about, like,
their lineage.
Yeah.
I want my kid to be good at sports. I don't know why. I just think because I like playing sports so much when I was little.
And you're a very competitive person. Yeah. And I know you're going to pass that along to your kids.
Yeah.
You're competitive.
Yeah.
So competitive.
Dude. Just in sports, but.
And games.
I'll be telling anybody it's Monopoly.
Really? Yeah. I never played Monopoly.
Well, you'll get
never. Beat, so. Oh, you're missing out.
I might need it's a to good play. Game.
You into board games?
The only time I ever played board games was when I went to the mental hospital. Because I lied about killing myself. So I didn't have to go to school the next day.
What the fuck?
My parents put me in the mental psych ward.
How long were you there?
Was it cool there?
There was one time they put me in the eating disorder ward and I ran out and the whole police of the city.
How'd you run? You were so malnourished.
I wasn't though. Oh. You think like, I don't know. I guess you wouldn't think. Fight or flight, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy.
What was your 40 time, you think?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, just how fast you run. I just want to see if our kids would have a chance.
I don't like this.
I don't like it either.
I'm glad. I like it.
I love it. I can't get enough.
I think I have really athletic kids. I was a cheerleader in high school.
Yeah.
But like the flipping kind.
Yeah, go ahead. Do whatever.
I will back never perform spring. For you.
Again, you will never do it again.
I haven't performed for you.
We'll leave it in. Zach. We'll cut it out. We'll cut this out. We're going to cut it out.
I haven't. You're good.
Stop. Okay. We're going to cut it out. Last question. How are you doing, actually?
I'm doing real nice.
That's so great to hear. If you want to see Quenlin Blackwell on the internet.
When?
Quenlin Blackwell. Is it not Quenlin? Did your mom not take
why
time?
Why do you sound like someone from the South?
That's where I grew up.
Oh. Quenlin Blackwell. If you want to see Quenlin Blackwell, continue.
Yeah. Where do they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. Not on Snapchat, really. Yeah, I need to get into though it, though.
You berated us for it.
Yeah, because y'all have a fucking podcast. You're like, I hate $100,000 extra a month. Anyways, y'all can find me on any of the social media. It's not really Snapchat, at Quenlin Blackwell. I will be becoming an actor soon.
She acted like she liked her time here, so it's working.
I did.
Patreon, go subscribe, go get on it. We're getting close to the 10,000 subs we need for me to get really drunk on the Patreon.
Like very close. Like probably it's going to be the drunk February episode.
So a little scared about that because I don't drink. But
you
I said
drink?
I said I would get drunk for a drunk. We do drunk podcasts on the Patreon episodes. And I said I would do it if we got to 10,000. And now I'm scared because they really want to see me do it.
Can I be here for this one?
You can be here anytime. You can stay here for the rest of your life. Thank you, QB. She's passing these balls around like a QB. You know her. She, slat. looking like John Wall when he plays well. Okay, guys. Thank you. Oh, and subscribe. Apparently, I forget to say that.
And
subscribe.
And
like.
Yeah. No, don't comment. Like. Don't you dare like.
Like and subscribe.
No.
Yes.